The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday in Advent, as we continue to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Messiah, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 2 through 15. When John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to prepare the way for the Lord to come to us, to come into our hearts, our homes, and especially into our churches during this Advent season, to help us to prepare ourselves in the right spirit for Jesus to come to us, not only as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but especially as the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger on Christmas Eve. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, Matthew chapter 11, verse 10, in which the evangelist quotes from the prophet Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, "This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger who will prepare your way before you.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, have you ever had to prepare for something? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever had something to prepare for? I'm sure all of us have. All of us have had to prepare for a birthday, a baptism, a wedding, a graduation, an anniversary, and especially for a memorial service of a loved one. That is also true when we had to enroll in high school, go to college, when we had to apply for a job, prepare to move away after having received a new job opportunity. And for most of us here today, prepare to retire after having worked for a long time. As a matter of fact, Ruth and I had to prepare for our own retirement. And that included moving away from our home in Newberry Park in our church of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Thousand Oaks, where we had lived for 28 years, and to make our new home here in the Big Bear Valley and our new church here at Shepherd in the Pines. Let me tell you, it wasn't easy, and it took a lot of time of planning and of preparation. Yes, for us, it was a huge change to move to a new community in August of 2014, over 5 years ago, leaving behind our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, and the members of our church of 28 years. And I'm sure that was also true of many of you here today as you also moved to the Big Bear Valley, leaving behind those in your family, your friends, your church, and your old community. So preparing does take a lot of planning, and at the same time, a lot of prayer and commitment. It just doesn't happen in a vacuum by itself, does it? No, it doesn't. It takes time. It takes planning. It takes prayer. It takes commitment. It takes preparation. It also doesn't happen in a vacuum by itself either. No, it doesn't. And that is also true as we prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight during this Advent season. It also doesn't happen in a vacuum by itself either, does it? No, it doesn't. And it also takes a lot of commitment on our part, not only in waiting for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ as He has promised us, but also in our preparing for the way of the Lord to come to us, to come into our hearts, to come into our homes, to come into our churches. And that's precisely what John the Baptist did out in the wilderness of the desert, as St. Matthew quotes from the prophet Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." Yes, John was the messenger, the forerunner of Christ, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. And it was John's call to prepare the people to receive Jesus as their Messiah and as their Savior. It was John's call to help them to realize that they were indeed sinners and their need to repent and be forgiven of their sins in order to be saved by the Messiah. And that's precisely what John the Baptist did, as he indeed became known as the Baptist or the baptizer, and baptized those who came to him in contrition and repentance. So their preparation for Christ to come to them involved baptism of water, not lights and trees and cards and decorations. In other words, it was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. It was a change of heart, which included sorrow for sin and a determination to lead a holy and godly life consecrated to the Lord. The same kind of repentance King David acknowledged to the Lord through the prophet Nathan, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah killed to cover up his transgression. David realized how sinful he was when he confessed, saying, I have sinned against the Lord, and the Lord forgave him. The prophet Nathan told him, the Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die. The same kind of repentance the publican in the temple acknowledged to the Lord. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord also forgave him. We're told that Jesus says, I tell you, this man, the publican, went to his house justified rather than the other, the Pharisee. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The same kind of repentance the prodigal son acknowledged to his own father, saying, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Did the father tell him, get lost? Did he say, I don't want you anymore, or throw him under the bus? No, the father also forgave him. He said, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And that same forgiveness God also offers you and me, all of us here today, through his son Jesus Christ, as we also repent from our sins and our iniquities. And yet, are we indeed preparing ourselves for the way of the Lord? Are we confessing our sins in order to receive his forgiveness? And are we making room for the Lord to come into our hearts, into our homes, and into our churches? Or are we too busy again with the hype of another Christmas celebration that we begin to lose sight of what Advent is really all about? Too busy that we forget that Advent is indeed a time to prepare for the Messiah to come to us, not only as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as he has promised us at his second coming, but especially as the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. I hope so. I hope and pray that we are indeed preparing ourselves in the right spirit for the Lord to come to us, into our hearts, our homes, our churches, as we receive him as our own Messiah and Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit during this Advent season, as we indeed prepare ourselves in the right spirit, just like King David did, the publican in the temple, the prodigal son, and so many others, through our own repentance for the forgiveness of our sins and the great gift of eternal life through our faith and trust in Jesus as our own Messiah and the Christ. May God bless you and your family during this Advent season as we get ready to worship and praise at the foot of the manger, the Christ child of Bethlehem. This is what Christmas is really all about. It's about the baby Jesus. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, all praise to you, eternal Son, whose advent has our freedom won, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore. God bless you. in your preparation for Jesus to come into your heart, your home, and our church here at Shepherd in the Pines. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ child of Bethlehem, God the Father with the Holy Spirit, bless us and prepare us in the right spirit for another Christmas, the birth of Jesus. Amen.